Another topic we're going to look at is that of music and music videos.
Weapons of mass deception.
Listening to modern rock bands, you might think that music with immoral and often sexually explicit lyrics is a modern phenomenon. But actually, this sort of distracting music goes a long way back. In fact, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah Almighty and Exalted sent me as a mercy to the worlds and in order to eradicate instruments and other pre-Islamic pagan practices." The Holy Prophet and his progeny sought to abolish a very specific type of haram, lahwi or vain music, which has become the type of music that the mainstream media organizations happen to be promoting today. That's right, we've gone right back to pagan times.
This graph shows how in the period of 1 year, what sort of messages were conveyed in popular music. You can see here that the vast majority of popular music and music videos have to do with one thing only, which is hooking up, relationships, girls and boys.
In fact, the vast majority of mainstream music is more than likely to be haram music.
Look at this statistic. Up to 75% of videos contain sexually explicit materials.
Music videos desensitize viewers to violence and make teenagers more likely to approve of premarital sex.
They show the worst sort of imagery and it seemed to go hand in hand with the type of music that they sing.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Music engenders hypocrisy. It's vital that we see that oftentimes we listen to haram music without realizing the effects it has on our souls and upon our subconscious."
This is some images from this song called Elastic Heart. Now, this song is something that was actually used as the soundtrack for one of the Hunger Games movies. Hunger Games, which is a movie that many parents think is totally okay for their children. But look at the soundtrack and the accompanying video that was made for it. Here you have a grown man and a girl dancing around with each other, looking naked. They have naked color clothing on, very inappropriate. Now, you know how old that girl is? She's 12 years old. The man is in his 30s. And they dance around with each other like animals. They crawl towards each other and away from each other. They collapse in the middle of the cage. They dance, fight, and they make wildly fantastic facial expressions throughout the video. Like, what kind of insanity is this? A lot of people, they say that, well, we're going to listen to music, but we're going to stay away from the bad stuff. Well, if everything is bad, then how can you stay away from the bad stuff? One of the bands that many Muslim children, unfortunately, seem to think are better and somehow maybe even they support them is a band called One Direction. And one of the reasons why they support them is because one of the former members of that band was somebody who comes from a Muslim background. What they say is that they have clean lyrics, they don't swear, and sometimes they go on to say that it makes us feel good and it makes us better people to listen to them. But let's look and see what sort of lyrics they actually have.
Such lyrics include, "One way or another, I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna meet you, I will drive past your house, and if the lights are all down, I'll see who's around." Like, ew. "One way or another, I'm gonna find you, and if the lights are all out, I'll follow your bus downtown, see who's hanging out."
Now, these are the words of what any normal person would call a stalker.
How romantic.
And so on and so forth. Now, these are explicit themes. When a child is exposed to them, they listen to them again and again, definitely it's going to have an impact on them.
The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Music is a charm of adultery." Often, people will innocently listen to haram music, believing it to have no adverse effects on them. However, research has shown that music increases the lustful desires in a person. Environments where haram music is played is often in places like discos and bars, where there is no concept of social hijab. But this can extend to our communities and homes if we choose to bring haram music back with us.
you see here, this is that same member of the band who used to be part of One Direction. Now he's left. These children who are fans of the band, of course, are going to be his fans as well too. And when he leaves and starts his own line of music, guess what? Now he's going to be the grown up. Now he's going to take it to the next level. For example, you see here in this particular music video, it's all about the backside of a woman. This is what they feature and this is what they sing about. I like big
butts and I cannot lie. Justin Coulson of the Daily Telegraph writes how women's bodies sell. We all know that, but perhaps no industry understands this and uses this knowledge to its advantage more than the music industry. Nicki Minaj's hit Anaconda features dozens of women gyrating their exposed flesh to the lyric, "My anaconda don't want none unless you got." I'm not even gonna say the rest. Classy, isn't it? Miley Cyrus created waves as she swung completely nude on a wrecking ball. Robin Thicke pushed beyond normal boundaries of decency with his pornographic and pro-rape blurred lines.
We want to be viewing each other as human beings. We want to treat our women with respect. We don't want them to be seen as objects, but these sort of music videos teach us that women are objects to be ogled at, to be played with like playthings, and to be made money off of.
And speaking of Miley Cyrus, the music industry is such that it can transform a young, relatively normal girl from this.
Now y'all just sit here and act like you're two perfect little angels who always listen to their father.
Into this.
Ready?
Yep.
Might need some more marijuana.
Yellow pot, yellow beats, but I don't give a.
Many girls used to follow Hannah Montana. She was seen as like a role model for them. When she becomes a little bit older, she turns into this wild sort of figure who takes drugs on stage. She loves to get stoned. She exposes herself in very indecent, inappropriate ways.
But what's more frightening is the transformation that listening to such musicians can have on us and our youths.
I'm Hannah Montana.
Whoa. It's not only about discos and clubs. Music can be found everywhere. Nowadays, you can't even go shopping without hearing a popular music track. Even in schools, children are being taught to study such music and often attend proms where such music is played.
Oh, that, yeah. We were singing, and we were learning.
But the problem is that when you get hooked on them when you're a child, naturally you're going to follow them when they become adults.
Haram music can often fool the human mind, increasing the endorphins in the brain to mimic the emotions of love. That's right, haram music can even cause one to believe he or she is in love. Just like a drug, you hear it once and it doesn't seem all that great. But then you hear it a second time and a third, and that's when the music's got you. But what's so catchy and attractive about such haram music? Is it that the music is genuinely well composed? Or is it that you've simply heard it so many times that the brain starts to think it's good? Based on an fMRI study in 2011, we now know that the emotional centers of the brain, including the reward centers, are more active when people hear songs that have been played before. In fact, those brain areas are more active even than when people hear unfamiliar songs that are far better fits with their musical taste. A song is popular because it's played everywhere. There's real neuroscience behind the strategy. If you hear something enough, you'll start to like it. And if you like something enough, you'll start to emulate it.
This quote is from an insider in the music industry, somebody who used to work there.
The music industry is also only a mirror to bigger social problems. Amy Morgan, a creative director at Beggars Music since 2009, has said, "All Miley Cyrus is doing, even if it was her decision, is being reflective of a wider sense where to be successful as a young woman. She has to take all her clothes off and lick a hammer."
This is her own words. It's somebody from inside the industry saying, what kind of industry is it? So is it something that as a Muslim, we need to look at and say, oh, there's some good to it and some bad? or is the whole thing something which is a manifestation of evil? This is another example of a popular song. You can see the type of lyrics they talk about, of when you become attracted to somebody, you become a slave for them.
Britney Spears' popular song features the lyrics, "I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. I'm a slave for you, I cannot hold it, I cannot control it." This promotes a recurring theme in the mainstream music industry, which is to give into one's desires and have no control. Let it go. Cole never bothered me anyway. Which is absolutely opposite to what Islam teaches, which is to control the self and to control one's own desires.
Islam teaches us to be a slave only of God. The idea of attraction being something which propels us to slavery is something which is completely contrary to the Islamic message.
While Islam has come to free human beings from the slavery of their own animalistic selves, the music industry is indoctrinating the public into becoming lower, animalistic creatures, which is a corruptive influence in the society at large and causes innumerable problems, violence, vileness, and inhuman behavior.